good evening and welcome to the Freedom Fried Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, radioactiveinternational.org and Freeform Radio. And once again, here we are with another hour of eclectic tunes, all taken from vinyl records. A lot of what I play tonight is new to me. I picked up a stack of records today, so we'll all be journeying into the unknown together. Unless, of course, you know some of these records, which is possible. Possible. Nothing truly obscure today, but definitely a few odd sides. Yeah, opening up, we had from the Chet Atkins Teensville LP, Boo Boo Stick Beat. That was pretty good. Chet's usually a little too sleepy for me, but that was a fine little cut there. And next, I'm going to play from LP Blue Aquarius. The track is called Foxfire, and Blue Aquarius was a group of musicians who were all dedicated to the Guru Maharaj Ji, and the album was made, so you only got it today, son. A little rough. Made in 1972, 1973 on Gospel Truth Records, a subsidiary of Stax, and this is definitely the best track on the LP. So let's have it.
Thank you. A ti,
porque tú te crees muy guapo y eso de guapo no vale aquí. Lo primero que le dije fue:
oye, ¿qué te pasa a ti?
Porque tú te crees muy guapo y eso de guapo no vale aquí. Eso de guapo no vale aquí. Guapo no vale aquí. Eso de guapo no vale aquí. Eso de guapo no vale aquí.
Porque le rompemos la nariz.
Eso de guapo no vale aquí.
Eso de guapo no vale aquí.
Eso de guapo no vale aquí.
Ay, que parece que no me conoce a mí.
Eso de guapo no vale aquí.
Porque te vamos a romper todito aquí.
Eso de guapo no vale aquí.
¡Otra!
Rompa los toditos ahí para que no sea guapo.
So let me have a recap of what you're hearing on the hi-fi. And so if you're a first time listener, this is generally how it goes. So, you know, if you're not enjoying yourself, you may want to find another show, but I'm hoping that you are, and that the music is intriguing enough and interesting enough to keep you listening. And if you're a long time listener, thank you very much. And if you're an infrequent listener, thank you very much. Let me go back and tell you what we played. So we opened with Blue Aquarius doing Foxfire, and then after that we had a Road March, and that was by the Brute Force Steel Band, and I played that especially for Dave. He's a listener, and we were going back and forth the other day about Steel Band records, and so I'm saying how disappointing they are and how few good ones there are. Brute Force Steel Band records are okay. That's the strongest track there on Steel Band Clash. It's from 1956, I believe. And ending out that set was a record that was brand new to me. I picked it up about 2 years ago, sealed copy, and I never opened it because I don't like open sealed records, but I was like, who am I kidding? Who really cares about this? And it was Luis Lija Ortez with his Sextet Caravan doing Eso de Guapo Navali Aqui, which my Spanish is terrible, so I apologize for that. And I don't know anything about that record at all, but I thought it was pretty good and definitely worth a spin. Anyway, let me stop talking and play some music. And next up, I have What do I have? Next up, we're going to play a track from the Nonesuch album, Pahlavi South Indian Flute Music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm back, and that was Peter Pears and Benjamin Britten there doing Nocturne from Britten's Opus 11 on this island, recorded in 1969 for the BBC. I dug that record out today. I was quite surprised to see it. It's I guess English import of BBC radio transcriptions of Benjamin Britten. And so first time listening to it, kind of interesting stuff. I think I'll have to digest it when I listen to the show back, take it in better. Prior to that was Rosie Hibbler and Family doing Move, Members Move, taken from the LP Folk Music of Alabama Volume 2 on Folkways. Always happy to find those Folkways records, especially when you get an original press from the 50s and it still has the cardboard, the extra cardboard slip inside, and the sleeve notes, and the record weighs about 200 grams. Even if it's been through war, the record, they usually still play pretty good. That was definitely the case with that record. And before that was Ragam Tanam, the conclusion of Ragam Tanam by Viswanathan. And next up, I'm gonna go and really move somewhere else. I'm gonna play a bunch of Jamaican 45s. Yes, I'm gonna go and have a dance.
Let him go, mad. Just cool down now. Don't be so quick to give up. It may happen sooner than you think. Well, I don't know. I gotta be home by 2. Is that a promise? That sounds crazy. Well, let's go then.
Oh yeah, here I am. Yeah, that record was that was a lot of fun. That was Donna Hightower with Crazy Feelings, which was with the bunch of Jamaican records I got today. It's a US R&B record from I think about 1956. Apparently very popular on the old sound systems back in the early days. Back to the start now, and I'll tell you what we played. We played Walk All Over by Owen Gray. After that was Let Him Go by the Wailers, and that was taken from a very early pressing on Studio One, so apologise at the end where it was jamming. And I apologise for that bad pun saying it was jamming. After that was a version of Nanny Goat by Larry Marshall and Sound Dimension. Larry Marshall's guy, which had cut more records at Studio One. There's something about him I just really enjoy him. That, and he's backed by Sound Dimension, which really, that'd help anybody. I mean, I'd sound good backed by Sound Dimension. Coming near the end of the show, I've got about less than 15 minutes music, and I'm going to play a couple of, I guess, kind of goofy records. I'm going to play something off Son of War Jazz and a High School Marching Band record, and let's see, maybe even a terrible Bob Dylan cover. Stay tuned.
If you'll turn the machine on. Are we getting through? Is anything happening? I mean, will you turn the right knobs? I mean, we're on the air. Is that good? Oh, you say we're getting there. Oh, fine. Good. Any minute now. Please be patient. I mean, it's very difficult to contact outer space. Oh, now they're coming through. Here they are. Wait, the questions will come any minute now. Here they are. Why, of course. Yes, we have many, many women here on Earth. They're beautiful, actually. They're different from men, and we revere them. In fact, women are extremely important to us here on Earth. I hope that answers your question, but is there anything else that you'd like to know? Well, I told you about the women. I mean, you're repeating the same question. Maybe you don't have anything like that where you are. By the way, how are things where you are? Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to know? Oh, well, temperature here is very, very nice right now, actually, for the time of year. We like our weather. We're very pleased with it. It's been one of the warmest winters we've ever had. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that it's been so hot where you are. Well, that's the way things are, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm interested in knowing if you have hydrogen bombs where you are.
Yodel was born.
and get out of here. And I've been... I hope the levels and all are okay. I should have mentioned earlier, being kind of monitoring the show blind. I haven't been able to listen to the playback as it's show's recording, so I won't know what it sounds like until I do a little post-production. So, apologies in advance if it's like more ragged than usual, but I'm hoping that's not the case. I'll tell you now what I played, and then I'll play the last tune, and then, well, then that's goodbye. Until next week. And it'll be Outer Space, Ken Nordine, from Son of Word Jazz, followed by That's How the Yodel Was Born by Elton Britt. Elton Britt made 78s in the 30s. I think he played like fiddle records. And then he, I guess he found his niche with the yodeling record and never looked back. And ending the set was a tune called Disco Drums by the Summers Point Stage Band, the Kashmir Stage Band. They are not. And I'm going to end with, what am I going to end with? See, I really want to kind of save all my Bob Dylan covers to make it all Bob Dylan show, but I don't think I can. I don't think I have enough covers to justify that. So I'm going to end with the Latin Soul Stew Blowing in the Wind from Cap Records, 1966. Good night, everyone. Be safe. Tune in next week.
A man walk down.